Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. The last day of March. Hello, hello. My music now is starting. Let me see if I can turn it off. I was trying to get it fixed earlier. Okay, turn it off. Well, as soon as it turns off, I'll introduce myself. Most of you know me. This is MC Matt speaking. And I'm having a little trouble getting it stopped, but you know. So there we are. Stop both of them. Well, hello there. The last day of March, and we're right going into spring in my part of the world. It's very sunny, though a little windy, and the flowers are starting to come up. How fun is this? I think all of us, particularly those of you suffering with the snow, probably say, well, Nancy, we still have snow and bad weather. But I guarantee you within the next 2 or 3 weeks we're going to be hearing all the way to Washington, D.C. that we have some spring. Oh, now I got more music coming in. Okay, I don't know where it's coming from. I'll be watching the monitor here. Anyway, tonight's one of my very favorite topics. And the reason is that one of the things that I want to share with you is because of what I do for a living, the complexities of how I do a session, I think about all the time. And where in the world am I going and creating that access? What parallel universe or dimension am I floating in? Oh, boy. So the music's still going here. Hold on. I'm positive I know how to turn this off now. Okay. You know, this is always amazing to me. So we have a little background music, and in a minute here, I should be able to turn that off, hopefully. Anyhow, so when we were, someone had, I love emails from you kids. You tell me, well, this is what interests me. So when I do get a little note from somebody, and during one of my sessions, I was talking to a gal, and when I explained to her that being a psychic from birth, all my life I've been noticing how I would know things, but never really tagged it as psychic intuition. But as an adult, now that I realize I blend with you, and then from anywhere in the world, because I have people in Germany I talk to and at Japan, you know, those are the far-reaching edges. Australia, I have a client. So when I think about, it doesn't matter where in the world I'm talking to these people, even in email. Emails, I can connect with people, which is astounding. You know, you do the chat room with me tonight and every night, and I'm able to still get answers. So there's some kind of a movement in space beyond our comprehension. So one of the favorite topics, and one night we should do one on free will, is the idea that we are coexisting in a pair in multi-universes or parallel universes, multiple dimensions. And I have a tendency to read everything I get my hands on, though sometimes it's not a complete book. I do read articles and I listen to radio shows, anything that gets me to try to help understand what I do for a living, so that when I talk to you or entertain you or teach you, you then have a better understanding of not only your universe, but how this all works. Now, before I get going, the guest call-in number, if you have a pencil, write this down, and I welcome you to call and say hello, 347-205-9071. And for the first 20, 25 minutes, I'll give you some insight to parallel universe and multiple dimensions. And then for the second half hour, type something in the chat room or give me a call. It did show, I had three calls last week, I believe it was three, and nothing showed up my board. So I will watch again, and if it shows I've had calls, I will then get hold of Andy behind the scenes, and we will try to figure out what happened. So don't give up. We will try to make this happen. Anyway, one of the gentlemen that I love listening to, there's a couple that I particularly favor. Remember, there's a lot of people out there that I don't touch base with, and I don't want to not give them credit for their knowledge. One is Albert Taylor, and he wrote a book called Soul Traveler. And he was in that book came out in the late 1990s, and I it was not a big book, but what it shared with us is that out-of-body travels, you are in dimensional rift other than the one you visually see in what we call the four-dimensional world. And when I got to a place of saying, wow, I wonder how that works. I then experienced it myself. And in an alternate reality, we actually are entering different dimensional levels. And during a very intense meditation, you know how you sit with your legs crossed and you're kind of lotus sitting. And I was in my bedroom in the evening, and I had kind of like a quiet moment. And all of a sudden, I really experienced a very intense out-of-body experience where I traveled somewhere else. And I shared with a couple people how I went to a place where I would have perception of very early the world. And most of the planet was in a blue hue. I was sitting in a mountain area. I was high looking like in Grand Canyon. And I remember thinking, I thought it was crazy, that it was so intense, it was so real, that I was either in another dimensional world, parallel to ours, off planet, who knows where, what galaxy. And since that time, I leave my body very easily, acknowledging that activity. Now, clearly, I'm leaving a partial part of me every time I do a reading. So I had been reading for years before this one experience, but then opened up the idea that there's more to our universe than what I'm seeing around me. And clearly, it was very, very exciting. So I read Albert Taylor's Soul Traveler. That would be a very good introduction for you. And there's so many books out there, but there's a gentleman that I particularly enjoy, and he just happened to have been on George Norrie CoastToCoastAM.com on Friday, March 28th of 2008. This is only a few days ago. And the last name, he's a physicist, and he wrote a book called The Impossible Physics. And his last name, Professor, first name is M-I-C-H-I-O, and then last name is Kaku, K-A-K-U. And he, when I listen to the radio show, I record all of them, and then I listen to them at my leisure. And he made a statement, which he says they are now accepting very readily the idea of many worlds theory. And that opened up the idea that we coexist with many worlds. Stephen Hawking had written an article many years ago where he says, in a decision moment, you have a decision, go here or go there. And if I put my left hand out and that was one road, and I can walk down that road, that universe opens up to me. If I make a decision to go down this road to my right, another universe can open up. I would really encourage you, if you have StreamLink and you can download Professor Kaku's show, I think that you would really, when he was on CoastToCoastAM.com, March 28th, go to previous shows and you'll read up on him. He has a wonderful website. He even has a MySpace location. And I've been trying to watch and listen to his shows whenever he's on. He also has his own syndicated show on Sunday evening, 6 o'clock Arizona time, but I've forgotten the station. So you can look on his MySpace location, his website, and find out other radio shows. And he speaks of that it is common theory with the physicists now that we coexist with multiple or parallel universes in which we make our decisions. And he had a call come in with a gentleman who's also a physicist. He says the 4 billion people on the planet plus animals were all making decisions, creating universes that open up. And Professor Kaku really understood that, and he says, yes, it's very possible that there are billions, possibly millions to billions of universes opening all the time. And Mr. Kaku is in very early 60s, and he says, I'm very fond of, I really like Elvis Presley's music. And in one universe, he passed away, and another universe, he still lives. And I embrace this idea. One of the books I'm going to write in the future is The Travels with Diana. And Diane was a client from the middle 90s, and she was a client of mine for 4 to 5 years. And she lived in the San Francisco Bay Area. And one night we were talking, and this is a woman who's a left-brain, analytical, financial kind of a gal. And she says, I want to share with you these experiences. And I says, wow, tell me. And she was speaking to how in the middle of the night once she had gotten up, and when she got up to take a bathing break, she realized the furniture in the room had changed. And she said, well, how in the world did they do that? Husband's always playing tricks on me, but this is the biggest one. He's moved the furniture around, and I was sleeping. And she says, I wonder how far the trick the game went. So she went throughout the house, and everything was changed. So she went upstairs to see the boys. She had twin boys at that time, or young boys, and they were in one bedroom, but they were in opposite walls versus a bunk bed. And she says, well, this is the biggest joke of all, but while I'm here, I'm going to kiss my one of the boys. If I remember right, she said youngest, so maybe they weren't of the same age. And what was very interesting is she went through this child, and it so startled her that the next second she found herself in her body, laying in that bed, but in her own reality. This was my very first exposure, and I'm going to share with you other books I'm going to write, but this is one of my favorites. We have a 4 or 5 hours of her telling me some wonderful stories, which I will cooperate with other people's experiences. Another man that I met, I have taken the Course of Miracles, and this military man who was retired, he pulled me aside knowing that I was a professional reader, a psychic medium, and he was telling me of his experience, and I went, wow, you share with me this. And it was that he had a home, and the neighbor had had trouble with her house and water damage, and they were removing carpet from the house. And this gentleman had a roll of carpet, and he was leaving the house, and he carried too much over his shoulder and not enough to bounce it against his body. And as he started to fall, the gentleman said the next instant, without even an instant, maybe a second, he found himself underneath propping up the carpet. And so I do believe that the military man had traveled in an in-between space in our dimensions. And passing molecules to that kind of extreme is just unbelievable to me. But this is a man who shared 2 or 3 other stories with me. And it seems like that as I am a psychic and I can do what I do, there are some people that can bend the fabric of time or access and bend fabric of time to have these extraordinary experiences. So when I write of the travels of Diana, I may have to say something to bending time in the title so you'll understand that I believe that we can enter different dimensions, some of us more naturally than others, but what it does is open up amazing new thought processes. And one of them is shadow people. What if the people who experience the witnessing of shadow people are those individuals who have the ability, just like Diana who slipped into another parallel universe, or the military man who passed through one zone to another in a second? Why don't those people who can see spirit people be also people who can see through a rift to another place? It wouldn't happen all the time, but I'm also not in a space of reading every second. I have trained myself that when someone's a session with me or someone gets into the chat room, hello, oh, look at the pretty colors. Hi, everybody. I can see when I look close enough. I can see, hello. Yes, it's lovely to have all you ladies and gentlemen on. Roscoe, is that a gentleman? Hello, and Phil, okay. Chuckle, I love this. It's so fun, these blog talk radios. But anyway, let me get back to shadow people. My perception of a shadow people is that they are not ghosts. They are living beings in another parallel universe, possibly of which we've created in our own life. Say you're living your life, and you've made the decision to go this way versus that. Remember, I made the analogy of going left to the right, and that opened up a universe, or someone in your world opened up a universe in which we coexist. Now, the only thing is that people have seen men, women, and animals, but they believe that the people who coexist with us and their shadow people dress different. Of course, why not? Professor Kaku did a show on TV once of the amazing possibility that we coexist with many universes where we are a carbon base, but what if we coexist with a universe that is a different base and we could be so different that we wouldn't recognize, but we'd be the same people. So I think that there is parallel universes coexisting with us, and they could be us but dress different. Or they could be us, and their body structure is different, that it bleeds through, and I really believe this. I've mentioned also a friend of mine who has another amazing ability, and I'll need to call her and maybe get her on one of these days. She creates cracks in time. So we could be doing something, and it's been a couple of years now I live out of state, not to connect, but she will often refer to a crack in time around her. Well, she'll hear voices. She won't see, but she'll hear. and she knows that it's not the time frame that she lives in. So here's another amazing ability to bleed through not only parallel universes, but other time zones also. I would sit here in front of this wonderful new monitor of mine and raise my arms, and I'm touching and reaching to possibility of so many multiple dimensions of parallel universes that almost excites my mind trying to wrap my mind around it. So with that, let's take it another step. If it's possible that Professor Kaku, who maybe doesn't embrace the idea of soul survival because he makes reference of a destruction to the body and that's it. I've never talked to him personally. But through my life experiences, knowing that we do survive, spirit then goes and coexists with us in a dimensional level that resonates at a different speed. So if you take the analogy of taking a walk, so we live in a universe where we walk. Our resonation, vibration speeds up when we pass over. So people, when you have readings with me or you see me do a lecture or something, it appears that I'm wired a little higher speed. And I feel like I'm doing that, especially talking to spirit people. So I have to resonate to their level. They may have to lower it so they can show me what they look like so that we can have the communication. But clearly, we're blending and reaching out and going between the dimensions. And I mentioned this in another class a few weeks back, that in the Bible, in the pictures of the important religious figures, it doesn't matter what religious group you belong to, a lot of them will show halos. And I spoke to this, my theory of halos around religious figures, icons, and most of them won't have wings up to about 13th, 14th century, and then we put wings on these individuals. But I believe it's because they're bleeding through the rift so we can see them. And the higher they are vibrationally, the larger the halo or destruction of space around them to be seen by us. And I think that's why the creation of halos were painted, because that bleeding through the rift it creates not friction, but the distance has to be cracked, and that's what we're seeing. So I find that very, very exciting. I think that the universe we live in is so amazing. It's continually pulling me to want to know more. One of the exciting things I do is see spirit people. And because I want to for you, I'm saying I want more and more information. I want to know more so that when you ask me about somebody, and a lot of you do during the evenings, it's very exciting to hold on to the idea that not only can I see it, I can describe it, but I embrace the idea that I can. And the spirit people will guide people to not me, but there's so many people like me. If they have a spirit people has a family member who needs communication, a lot of times people will say to me, gosh, I had picked up your card a year ago, and all of a sudden it showed up in my purse one day. Well, I said, really? Well, you know, that's not necessarily just a happenstance of coincidence. Usually is their person that creates for you to find that card. So I really do believe that there's something going on. I was just making reference to Raymond Moody. He wrote a book, and I was trying to think of it. He also believes there's something going on. He created that atrium kind of a thing where you have the mirror with the glass where spirit people can be seen through the mirror. And I was trying to remember, I think some of you can probably refresh my memory, but after that, God's Debris came. He wrote God's Debris, and I really like his writing. So here's a medical doctor who also came to grips with the idea that survival does happen, and it's a joke that we don't know more. It's like, why can't we all embrace the idea that survival not only happens, but we coexist with such an amazing multiple universe? In the early 90s, because I hadn't narrowed down to the dynamics of the road I was going to walk, I did things like the medium as a ghost whisperer. I did rescues. I was finding objects. I was working for the police. I was doing lots of readings, lots of demonstrations. And I was letting a lot of spirit people kind of come through me and experience what it feels. I was just like going through everything. And one gentleman came through what I would call masculine spirit. And he called himself the Traveler. Now, that's English for me to understand this as a masculine whatever, and it was a spirit person. He never had hands and feet and arms and legs. So it told me he must have come from a dimension or parallel world where he didn't have the structure of human form. And I said, that's an interesting name. You call yourself the Traveler. And he says, I'm in communication. It's kind of like the Pony Express feeling. And I said, well, how do you do this? And he told me, and this is in 92, 93. And my reference, he says, in the kitchen sink. And he made me think of bubbles. And hold as many bubbles as my hand could hold, two hands hold together. He says, how many universes there are. There's too many to count. And he said, he slipped between the universes when there is no time and no space. He just had to slip and slide like a piece of ribbon. And I thought, wow, what an interesting concept that travel in the future, when we figure out how to do this, it may not be in each universe, but it'll be between the universes. So that's part of the future, and my brain can't wrap around that. I may have an engineering background where I look at everything very closely, but I'm not a physicist by any stretch of the imagination. So all those are excellent. The other thing I wrote down here that someone had asked about is, where do demons come in? I believe that the demon word, there's several ways of doing it, of explaining that. I feel like as you are today, so you should be in spirit. So I tell everybody, please be happy, create your life, don't have disappointment. And as an older person once said, it's not that I mind getting older, it's that I've gotten older and I have regrets. Don't go into your older years as an unhappy place of regret. Always live your life fully. Because as you become a spirit person, you're going to have the regret. So regret, does that mean you didn't give up alcohol? Does it mean that you didn't become an Olympic swimmer? At least experience everything you can. So when you go in the spirit, you're happier. So those in discord, unhappy, murderous personalities, I think that creates a spirit person that has not evolved to a higher level. And they will be a lower level, and then you see them as attachments, possessions. They swim around the darker parts of our world. Can you see that as demon? Absolutely. Are there demon peoples or characters in other dimensions that also bleed through, just like Camille can bleed through? I think there's something to that. I think that those entities, what if you lived in a world where they never saw a dog? And I have a girlfriend that has bulldogs. Oh, they are so cute. Oh, little Oliver, just wonderful. What if they never saw a bulldog? And a bulldog had the ability to slip through time, just like a human being can have it reversed, like Camille. She can slip through and hear from other dimensions. How would they have a perception of a bulldog? Well, if you've never seen a bulldog, that'd be pretty frightening. So dimension creature, demon, as we would think of it, maybe an animal that coexists in the world where they know how to control them. So I feel like there's something to that. Do those time rifts or those dimensional bleeds happen often? Absolutely not. In my years of doing this every day, just about every day, in all those years, I have to believe I have a tremendous amount of God's faith. And I've even been scolded by a couple of clients and say, I say to people, I report to the big guy. And I had one lady say to me, because she knew I had a Catholic background, she says, I don't think you like to be called the big guy. Well, that's what I call the big guy. That's what I call God and the universe and the mock faith. And I really believe that there is a faith and an ideal in every dimension. So if we include that in there, then we have to also reverse that. If there is ultimate good in the universe, there has to be the polar ultimate bad. But maybe it doesn't coexist in our world. Maybe the scales of justice, maybe there's universes where only the negative can happen, or the polarization of opposite. There was a movie came out a few years back. In fact, I called my children and I said, you know, watch it, but don't hold on to it. And it was a ship that went into outer space. It was the Event Horizon. It was a really gory thing. But the plot of it was fascinating, that if we have a positive universe, can we have a negative universe? In Star Trek, the original series in the 60s, they had a gentleman that came in his own spaceship. And he had a twin in the alternate universe that was his polar opposite. He was negative and he was positive. And I do believe there's something to that. Whether it's the opposite of us or a polarity that is negative, does that mean they shred themselves to pieces and it's gory and icky? Do you like my icky? Huh? What English, right? So in the Event Horizon, they had a way of accessing the polar opposite of good, which was evil. Do I embrace that idea? I think there has to be a balance. For someone to say that they believe only good can exist in any universe is not accepting the most negative of people. Like there are murderous killers and terrible examples even on our planet. I cannot believe that if I believe in a faith and a God, which is I interpret as the guidance of everything, that there can't be a polar opposite. So I embrace that. That's my own truth. So to those of you who experience an unfortunate demon or your perception of it, in that reality may not be a demon but a common animal, but in our world it's terrible. So we have a perception of an alternate negative universe. Dark matter. Dr. Kaku thinks that dark matter is the way we all access the past or the future, because that matter has something to do with an opposite. I thought that was a fascinating statement. So I think we're going to be finding out it is accessible. There is ways of accessing different dimensions and parallel universes. It'd be very cool to see you 14, 15 different ways. How did you end your life? The movie called Sliding Doors, I've seen it a couple of times, a woman who has a split and somehow was able to see and vision her life in two different directions, two different men. Never kind of explained how it splits or how it gets together again, but she experienced life with two different people and seemed to know the end result. So there's all kinds of examples of parallelism and multiple dimensions. On one of my websites, and I've done this and I forgot which site page it was, on nancymatz.com, at the bottom could be links or articles. I have two articles. One is by Stephen Hawkins, and he talks of multiple dimensions, parallel universes that we create by making decisions. And the other one is a Time magazine article talking about parallel worlds and multiple dimensions. One is by one, one's the other. So if you can, maybe I should put that on the front page. Click. Very interesting articles. They're 4 or 5 years old at least. And they came out, and it was a revolutionary idea that maybe we don't exist parallel or not all by ourselves. And I really feel like there's some truth to that. People have been around for 5,000 years. Why aren't there any ghosts that old? You usually see only about 200-year-old ghosts. I really believe there's two theories to that, Jen, of fragmentation of soul. And it clearly is an interest now of fragmentation of split personalities or a soul that can coexist in many dimensions. Now, with that thought, if a soul, after leaving flesh, can enter any dimension or what we call parallel universe, that would explain how many times we could have attachments. Absolutely. The other day I had talked to somebody, I said, if there are more people alive today than all of recorded history, and I believe the other person did say, well, we don't know how many recorded histories we have on this planet. They're now theorizing the North Pole has an older civilization, and when the snow melts, we're going to find it. And the reason they speculate on that is that they have found very old maps with shipping routes through it, through the North Pole. So it's very possible that we're going to be finding old civilizations on our planet. Professor Kaku brought up the idea that there has been possibly Earth destruction through solar experiences. If you go to March 28, 2008, which is only last Friday, and download Streamlink it or read his articles, there are planets that blow up in the universe and could send us rayon or something that burns the planet, starts up all over again. So I think that there's been, and it's been known and thought of that maybe there was an Atlantis. We don't have that recorded history of how many people were living there. So when you take that in consideration, maybe what we count of all people, 4 billion people on the planet, and all time, that's all we've had. I don't know if that's the right number. There's been theories of at least four great civilizations on the planet. How many people were there at the one time? That's only speculation. So I can look over here and see, let's see what else. I'm doing more about shadow people. What are they? Oh, Jen, you're really good tonight. Right on top of it. Shadow people, I believe, like I said before, is a bleeding through of seeing it in an alternate dimension or parallel world. And there was a talk on George Norris' show. Someone called in. They were talking about this and wondering if what we're seeing as shadow people is actually ghosts. absolutely not. Not my reference point. Spirit people coexist with us right now because they travel in our time and our space. Okay, does that make sense here? And when I say spirit people coexist in our time and our space, is I've touched them and I can see them and I can give them color. In my two worlds, Developing Psychic Skills, which was my first book, there's a picture of two hands. And this was a friend of mine who used my house when I lived in Sacramento as a nicer environment to do a past life regression for a lady. And while I was in the front room doing a session, they finished. I went to the kitchen, which I had to walk through their area to get coffee. A spirit lady, very, very small, shriveled up, 90-year-old looking, came through the house and put her hand into mine. And when I described the vision of this woman holding my hand to the couple doing the past life regression, she perked up and went, "My God, that's amazing. That's the woman I just described to you of that lifetime." Now, here is that every time I heard of someone saying they experience a shadow person, there is no connection. In fact, when shadow people have a perception that we can see them, it scares them away. So they disappear and regress back. Where spirit people are anxious to come to us because they want to be acknowledged. So to me, it's a clear division. Okay, we got hello there. Hello. I love the colors. The chat room is in orange and black and pink tonight, a fuchsia color. Pisces lady, are some people just born evil? Oh, I love that question. There's a theory, and this comes from both Dr. Brian Weiss and Bruce Goldberg, that as you have had a lifetime, as you leave that lifetime, that emotional state will stay, and you'll, if you want to embrace the idea of reincarnation, you will bring that emotionality level to your next life. So if you had a turbulent life where you've created evil, and that is, and I've not talked to a lot of evil people, believe me, but I've talked to people who've had regret, and it changes your vibration. So if a person has done a lot of evil, and even though they regret it, or they try to make amends, that deep in my soul feeling of I've been an evil person, that vibration level you will take to the next life. Absolutely. So if that is considered evil, you could be born with a soul in turbulence and regret for being evil. So I don't think a child would come in and do the evil of last life, but a child could be in serious remorse and not be happy. And then as an older person, that unhappiness and not be able to understand it would have to be worked out. Now, we all have children, grandchildren, and I tell you, I just love kissing my grandbabies here. But the thing is they may not know what's happened in prior life if it's not remembered as a child, but only through a coincidence that triggers a memory from a past life. And one of the shows on TV that was very, very good, and for those of you interested in this, it was called Yesterday's Children, and it had the gal that was a British lady with long hair during the doctor show, Seymour. If one of you will just read that to me, I'll say it over the air. Jane Seymour. I can't remember if that's her name. Anyway, as a child, she grew through pictures and was trying to find her children of a prior lifetime. Well, that is exactly the true story of a woman who was born in England. And all the time she was growing up, the mother brought forth in the interview of her drawing the township of Scotland. And they went back and actually found the children that she had in prior life. And the driving force was that she died during childbirth of the last one. And she had regret and remorse that she had to leave her children to be raised by the husband that she had fallen out of love with and out of discord. In reality, the children had been split up. And she was able to find them. So the made-for-movie TV show of this English woman, or was she Irish, of remembering past life and the remorse, not evil, but remorse, which was brought forth, and I think evil can be brought forth to trigger the memory of her life in Scotland, and she was able to find the children. So it was called Yesterday's Children. If you can rent, you probably could rent it at Blockbuster. Okay? Pisces lady. Let's see, one minute. Odd thing. Came out. It's okay. Hitler, Bin Laden, Manson, oh boy, that's a tough one. Are they born evil, or are they directed to be evil? Is it a volunteer soul to give a life experience to the rest of us of learning? That's such a big question. Someone had asked me if a family member had been born again, because they wanted that person to be greeting them at their own death. And I've always said that I believe that spirit people say about a 25-year, and then they have the choice to come back. And what you're basing that on is that it takes about 25 years for the people who know you to pass over also. So they will stay in spirit for us for as long as conscious living memory keeps them there. Then they will be born again. So if you talk about someone who is terrifically evil and everybody knows the name, like Hitler, there is still people with conscious memory of them. And I believe that they're kept in a bubble because our energy is of them wanting to be put in a prison. So I think our thoughts of them put them in a ball, possibly asleep, and until the last living thought process of them releases them, they cannot be born again. So they will be trapped until no one thinks of them in that negative light, and then they can be released and go on. That's a really hard one. You know what? I could say something that probably get me in a lot of trouble. Who volunteered to be Hitler? Who wanted to be Hitler? Why would that be? Or was that individual Tilda Hunt? Or was that individual someone from another time zone so far back, Atlantis, that was also bad, and he's been trying to fix it ever since? I haven't the answer on that one. That's a huge one. So my name is nancymatz.com. The number to call in is 347-205-9071. And I invite you to go to my website. I want to give a plug for CaliforniaHaunts.org. And they also have a Blog Talk Radio show. And over the weekend, they did a ghost hunting, which there was an airing problem. They were cut off. And so if you want to listen to their ghost busting, go to CaliforniaHaunts.org, and they will download their investigation. And we were up from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. I was on the air by myself talking about ghosts, my favorite topic. But it was a really fun afterward. They were on from 2 to 4 o'clock, but from 4 to 5 o'clock, we talked about the ghost busting, and they recapped all that they had experienced, and they will put more and more on the, it was the Powerhouse Inn in Folsom, and it was a livery stable. So ghost busting is really fun. On the 11th and 12th, I'll be going to California and working with ghosttrackers.com, and we're going to do a boys reformatory. And it's supposed to be quite haunted. I'm very excited about doing remote viewing and then going there and doing it. So my website has a few kind of interesting things coming up, and I enjoy very much doing all of these things. I don't know if Karen is on tonight, but Karen and I are putting a book together about possession. That has triggered such an interest in emails, and it seems that we're drawing people to us to have explanation. We were talking earlier. I think Jen brought it up about evil. I don't know that evil is always the word I want to use as much as confused, disillusioned, and misdirected. Oh, we got a call, and I do see it. Okay, 304 area code.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello,
it's Linda, Pisces Lady.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Pisces Lady, and it's Linda speaking. Hello. What can
How
I do
are
for you?
You?
How wonderful. Well, I'm just fine. How fun to hear your voice. What state are you in? 304 area code.
West Virginia.
Oh, good for you for staying up late, girl. So tell me, how are you tonight?
Just curious. Can I ask a question tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Anybody that calls in, you can always do it in the chat room, but it's fun to hear your voice out here. So go ahead, Doug. And What's Your Beef just came in also. Hello there. So Pisces Lady, Linda, what would you like to ask me?
I would like to ask you as to where do you, oh gosh, I don't even know how to put this.
Well, let's hurry up here. We only have 20 minutes left of the show, girl. Spit it out.
Right. I don't know if you saw Jen and I talking about Henry. And Henry is a ghost that I've been told by several psychics that I've had odd things happen in my home. And I've been told his name is Henry. Do you know anything about Henry or...
Okay, let me talk to you. This was an older man, 50 to 60 years old, who was killed. And I don't know what killed means. I don't know if he was hit by a car or he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I can't guess on that. He was real sad about having been his life taken away from him. He says he really misses his lady. Now, I'm putting lady in because I don't know if I'm looking at his wife or his mother, but he's very lonely for his lady. And I think he found your house will be because he feels comfortable there. So I don't know if he's been mischievous or he's trying to create that you notice him. I would be very soft with him and say, Henry, if that's your name, I want you to know you're welcome to be here, but don't be mischievous. So I think he's lonely, and I think he's wanting to be with a lady. I'm not positive I know how he got, what causes death, but the word I felt was killed. Do you have any idea if anybody mentioned that before?
No. Nobody said anything about that before.
I don't think he just died of illness. I think he thinks he was killed. Now, that's how he thinks, but I don't know what caused it. He could have been killed in a hospital for all we know. You know, drugs or combinations. He felt like he was killed, and the idea that he's lonely for his lady, and I think he likes your household. You're very intuitive. You have really soft life force around you, and I think that's what he's around.
Oh, so that's what brought him around me.
Because you know he's there. How many times I've been somewhere and spirit people will come up to me, and it's almost like they look, I can just visualize the one incident. I was somewhere, and I looked to my right, and there was a lady standing right there looking at me, just like in the movie Medium TV show.
Right.
They want to be acknowledged. They want to say, I survived. All these years I was single, I kind of bought and sold houses. Everybody's kind of crazy thinking, you know, Nancy, stay in one house so we can find you. And I was moving, trying to make some money making real estate deal. Well, I was in Citrus Heights, California, a little fixer-upper, little house. It was cute. And this guy come in, and the reason I brought this up, the ghost he brought in was hesitant at the front door that came in. And there was this very famous scientist that came in after him. And so I don't want to embarrass the world, or his family will call me. And with the young man had said, I've been reading this book. And this man was an atheist. He believes in this. So I've come in here for you to tell me who my spirit people are, my family. And I was just talking and telling him. So he got up and left, and this very famous person bent over the table, and he said, he apologized for not believing. And I went, wow. He come to Nancy in Little Citrus Heights, California, and he was saying he was trying to find as many people as possible to tell that he was sorry that he didn't believe. And I think that's more common than we can appreciate. I think that when we pass over and we do surprise, they have a gosh darn, I can't believe it. Now, that doesn't speak to reincarnation. What it does is I believe we're totally, totally blocked from prior life experiences, so we have every life as fresh and new. So when we first pass over, then we remember all this. We go, oh, my gosh, you're right, I survived. And during the whole lifetime, they've denied it. They've told people that I don't believe in this, da-da-da-da, over and over and over. And then they want to come back and apologize. Or they want to say, gee, I live. How about that? Look at me. Here, look at here. Can you appreciate how hard it would be to have caused your family grief and come back and can't apologize?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same with grieving. Same with being lonely. So they want to come back and they want people to know they're lonely. Nip around. He can't find his lady, so he likes you.
Well, that's a good thing, though. I mean, at least
it's a good thing. I think he's things around your house to make you know he's there. But I tell you, our vibration invites or uninvites people. If you don't like him, all you have to do is start getting mad, because spirit people speak to me that a negative vibration is hurtful to them. It's almost like little spikes going into them. They have to be around where they're invited and where it's fun to be. So if you don't like somebody, my little audience here tonight, if you feel like you have a spirit person or active around you don't like, get angry. You're in control of your life and your space, and you deserve every inch of it.
Yeah, he's frightened me the first time. Well, I heard, you know, different things, and I would put it off to, you know, oh, well, somebody must have left, you know, something laying there where it could fall off, things like that. But the night of the body incident.
No, that's him moving things around to get you to pay attention.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll let you go. So
Okay,
here. Oh, it's so fun to hear your voice.
Oh,
very
it's
fun.
A pleasure to speak with you, Nancy. You have a great evening.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Okay, lines are open. I have so much enjoyed this blog talk. I have a couple little girls I'd like to mention tonight. We have co-shared websites. I have datingrelationshippsychic.com, and the girls have Contact Psychics, our twin girls. They're mirror twins. We're psychics. And they have a site called datemyfate, FATE.com. And I'm going to have some night that we'll have a couple of girls on. Anyway, the idea is I've enjoyed this so much that a couple of girls have said to me, why aren't I on more a month, each month? California Hans is going to have me more than once a month. They were going to do it in April, but maybe May. I'll be on twice a month versus only once a month. And I'm thinking about having another blog talk where I just have guests, because there's so much in our world of the psychic that I could talk for a year on every topic. I have a list, a list of topics I would like to cover, but every time someone asks me to cover a topic, I'm going to do that first. So I will not probably repeat any topic for probably a good year. And I'm talking about going into color definitions, chakras. I'm going to go into healing, astral playing, traveling. Like I said, I have four books in the works here. Now one's on possession. I could probably keep a topic every Monday night different. So if I want to start having guests, I may have to do it on a different site. So the first couple I may try I'd have on would be these girls. So a few others, I'm going to start zipping around a blog talk. I'm going to start a website, Facebook. Karen, the gal I'm going to do the book with, she has a place there. I want to do MySpace. There's another one, operator11.com. And I think this will be a webcam. So you girls who want to have sessions with me, probably in a month and a half, I'm going to be getting started on webcam, where I'm going to have it set up that you can click in while we're doing the show and see me talking to you, okay? So I'm going to have the chat room going, and you'll see me in front of my 22-inch monitor. We'll have the webcam on, and I promise to put my makeup on, and we'll sit here, and you guys can clock into to the website, operator11.com. So it's operator11.com. There's another one, operator11-blogtalk.com. So one of those we're going to get on californiahaunts.org. I will. So we'll be clicked into webcam on California Haunts, and then I'm going to set it up for this one. So there's all kinds of new things going on. Pisces lady, 2 hours, you know, I don't have enough voice. I've had a really tough day with allergies, so I had a cup of coffee before we started so I could talk good. 2 hours would be a little too hard on my voice. I went an hour and a half, and it was hard. Now, when I do the interviews, we could go an hour to an hour and a half. I'll see how that goes, because I wouldn't be constantly my voice. So it's like having a conversation. If you call in like Linda did, I can pause and let her talk, and then I take turns. It's kind of a little easier on my voice. Okay, anything else? Triple TTT. Do you know anything about PYLOR? Well, I don't know. Maybe that's abbreviated, or I'll Google it when we get done here, and then I can answer next week. So triple T, if you can write me another note to explain to me what that means. Triple T, Nancy Motherhead Crohn's. Her name is Anna Bertice. Oh, so what would be your question, Triple T? My mother had, so that means she's passed away. There is a person with you, but I don't know if it's your mother. I think it's a spirit lady who might be grandmother, and she had very dark hair. She was shorter. She had thick arms, not a real heavy, heavy bosom, but round her hips. She looks almost like Mediterranean or European. Spirit person. Her hair was very soft and not necessarily kinky, but it was kind of like stood up away from her hair. It wasn't heavy hair, like Hispanic, Japanese, not heavy at all, very soft. And she looks very European. So if that's Anna, let me know, Triple T. But it kind of makes me think I may be looking at a grandmother. Very petite, under 5'4", under 5'3", around there somewhere, okay? Triple T, yes, your mother's passed away. Did I describe her? Was that what she looked like? Then Corey's on a higher mind. They have shows for some reason. Oh, hello, Corey. The reason I'm doing this show is I had a couple people invite me to theirs, and I felt like there was a need here. I had cancer, survived it, went through divorce, and stepped into the metaphysics full-blown 1990, left 24-year career and 24 to this full-time. And we all have ghosts, Jen, every household. Oh, yeah, Triple T. I did just get her 5'4", and it is your grandmother, and she passed away in 2000. Was her your mother I was looking at, and she passed away in 2002. Wow, great. Very good. I don't know how I do this. I'm just looking at the monitor. There is something to do with energy, and I blend with people. For the gentleman, Corey, who just got in here, the center of time is the base of our neck, and access time there. When I blend with somebody, you'll feel me around your shoulders and your neck. From that point, I fan out like a Japanese lady fan. I open up, and this person's right behind you. Very, very clear. She has a dress on. Notice, just very, very clear. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to mention. Someone in the name of Gary, who met me when I had my tombstone office, asked if I was an artist. And I said, yes. He said, you need to start drawing again. So, everybody, I got my pencils and papers out. I'm going to start drawing again. So for those of you who have sessions with me, may have to charge a few more dollars just to spend the time. I'm going to start sketching these. And the people I see, and I will be publishing them every time I do a book. So Karen, the hypnotherapist, and we're talking about possessions, these clients of hers that we're dealing with, I'll be drawing those pictures. So I have to kind of get back on track. You know how it is, if you haven't drawn for a couple of years, you kind of have to get in the groove. So I found all my art books, pulled them all the charcoals, all the pencils. So there we go again. She died of Crohn's in 2002. Mother, and February, I'm getting date of 888. I'm getting date of 888. That's the beginning of the Olympics in China. That's in the Oriental world is very lucky. So I only have good feelings on that day. I know it's a really, the numerologist lady, Gladys has your number. Is that her name? She says, if you want luck, you have to figure eight, put it on a piece of paper, put it in your wallet, put it on your, wherever you do your work. People who are talk on the phone all day, they'll scotch tape a number eight to their phone. If you work on a computer, put it on your monitor. If you do other things at the office, you put it in the wallet. Do not have more than one, though, because the focus and the power of that suggestion, you cannot, you don't want to cross it out, like polar, left, right, up, down, negative, positive. You have 1-8, and you put it where you work, and that will increase your prosperity. 8 is a very magical number in a lot of cultures. Triple T, I have been sick with parasite. I think my mother is trying to convince you. Absolutely, she is. I'm not positive why she wants you to look at your feet, if that's where the parasite came in or you have trouble walking, but she wants me to think of feet. Okay, Triple T? So let me know what that means to you. And then I want to tell again that I'm an avid reader, a listener to coasttocoastam.com. And Friday night was the professor Kaku. And he's talking of us coexisting many worlds theory. With the physicists now believe we live in parallel universe in multiple dimensions. And if you'll download his show, they offer a means of downloading the programs to MP3s. So if you can't do that, he does have a couple websites. And I think you would very much enjoy his theory on parallel universes and multiple dimensions. Okay. So what have you been doing to remove them? Okay, so we got conversation going on in this room here. See if there's any other questions I've missed. We have 5 minutes left. Okay. Well, I've really enjoyed tonight. One of my favorite topics besides free will, and I do struggle with that because I've seen where I can talk to a person and they have a child, like even today I talked about an 8-year-old Well, I lived up to 15 years old, 17 years old, where I saw her as a different personality. And it was very exciting because I believe I'm entering time and the story of our life is more or less laid out. I like to think there's some free will, but very limited. And it's usually only to the person I'm talking to when I'm doing the reading. So if you ask me about somebody else, they don't know we're talking. They don't know there's free will involved. They will lay out and probably live what I've told that person I'm talking to. Say if a child's going to bleach their hair out when they're in high school and spike it, more likely that's going to happen. But when I talk to someone face-to-face or person-to-person over the phone, it's very exciting to think that you can have some free will. I think it's very, very limited. I think my free will today was to have a cup in my Eddie Bauer metal cup or the ceramic cup that I have that has the cats on it. That could be free will. So as far as most other things, I think we more or less lay out the story of our life because that's why we choose a particular lifetime to experience. Okay, so the chat room is going. I've just really enjoyed you tonight. We still have about 4 minutes left, and I take any other questions that you have. The music, and we're having a little trouble listening to it. I'm not sure I know why it's cutting out, but I'll try to figure out a better way so you people can hear it. Was created by somebody that's listed on nancymaps.com. Deconian music is by a gentleman whose first name is Dell. And if you want music for your website and you don't have any, go to my website, nancymaps.com, scroll down, and you can click on there because he's offering this as an experience. And he puts the music together especially for you. It's all brand new. Okay, any other? Well, I've had a lot of fun with you tonight. We've got 3 minutes left. If you have any other questions, let me know. Okay, getting back to shadow people and dimensions, I hope I clarified it. My website, I think it's articles down at the bottom. There are two articles, one by Stephen Hawkins, and he talks of multiple parallel universes, and then the other one is Time Life Magazine article on multiple dimensions, parallel universes also. And they're 4 to 5 years old at least. And they're wonderful examples of what we were talking about tonight. One of my favorite topics is the idea that what we see in a four-dimensional world is only at the tip of the iceberg. What is really exciting to think that we coexist with so many possibilities that I'm sharing with somebody earlier that I had cancer. I was 39 years old, and it was very devastating. And to say the least, and it kind of took away my sense of immortality. So one of the struggles with my life was to wonder if we survived. That if we accept the idea of parallel universes and multiple dimensions, maybe in one lifetime I died. Maybe in one lifetime I survived, but I stayed married to my first husband. Because after the cancer, 6 months later, I wasn't even done with my cancer treatments. I got a divorce. So I think that of the life changes and choices that you create in your life, there may be an alternate universe where you coexist. As Professor Kako says, he's very fond of Elvis Presley music. Maybe Elvis Presley never did pass away, and he stayed married to Mrs. Presley. So that's very interesting to think about. How do I communicate with Mother, find out if she's trying to tell me? I think that sometimes it's very easy if you allow it to be easy. When we sit and we relax and we have the sense of the person we want to talk to, say her name out loud until you have a sense of her, or put her name in the middle of a paper, blank piece of paper, and look at the name and say out loud until you have feel. And then say, what do you want, Mom? Well, what's the message? Empty your mind, and the first hit you get is usually the message. The other one we could do is I'll do a class on automatic writing. Not in the near future, maybe a month out or so. There's other things I want to cover. Automatic writing, we'll do a class on pendulum, so you can know how to do that. A Ouija board, I'm trying to decide on that. There's a lot of people that may object to my talking about it. I don't know much about it, but I've taught classes on pendulum, and I've taught classes on automatic writing. And that's one of the easiest ways to do it with automatic writing, and that's to get many pieces of paper and keep your hand relaxed, move your hand from your shoulder, and keep writing circles until you get a message. Okay? All right. No way, Pisces lady says. Don't know what you meant by that, Linda. But anyway, automatic writing or using a pendulum to try to give an answer. But the best way to do it is trust the first impression after calling them to you. And she's already there. So after the class tonight here, quiet your mind, quiet the room, and say, Mom, I'm ready for a message, and let the first impression come into your mind, okay? Pisces Lady says the Ouija boards. Actually, I read a very interesting article. Here we go off the screen here. Okay. All right. So what we'll do is next week we'll be told a different topic. Sorry. Thanks for coming tonight. And we will talk next week.